Jupiter is a big gas planet. Mikey and his friends got in trouble at school for that this week.
What's wrong with Jupiter? Like, how's that their problem?
Because Jupiter is a big gas planet?
Yeah. Hey, Teach, they probably know the word fuck, too.
I think it had something to do with Forest Acres being uppity.
Oh, he goes to Forest Acres?
Yeah.
How about it? I was supposed to go to that elementary school. For some reason, I didn't. I don't know why.
What'd you do, Croswell?
No, East End. I was one of the East Enders. Yeah, we talked shit about the West Enders. And then we met in the middle in a gang fight where we synchronized snap together while singing and dancing, finally choreographed.
I always wondered what it was like to go to East End.
Yeah.
And then I went for my whole elementary school career and never noticed you there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. That's awesome. It was a big elementary school, though. Huge campus. It's easy to miss one another. Thousands upon thousands of students. The waterfall in the middle of the playground. Nice touch. I love how they built around the scenic landscape.
You know how they called the one lady Miss Chlorine? You know that wasn't her name.
Oh my God, you just unlocked a memory I haven't even thought about literally in probably 30 years, dude.
Dolce & Gabbana's Devotion.
I love Devotion. I wonder what it smells like. Maybe broken promises or unwarranted vows. The disappointment of finding out the true self of another. It smells like rubbing alcohol.
This is made in Italy. I don't know why that shocks me.
How about a janitor named Terry who rode to work on a bicycle and could ride it with no hands? He'd do like a quarter mile stretch with no hands in front of all the school kids just so they could be like, whoa.
The East End of Staunton is really quite spectacular. There was one janitor only had one arm. You remember that guy?
No. You did not unlock a memory from 30 years ago?
I remember him because, I hate to say this, the prosthetic arm that he had reminded me of the Terminator arm without the flesh on it. Like at the end of Terminator, like the arm that survived. That's what I always thought of when I saw it because it was silver. It had like little snapping hooks at the end.
It reminds me of that episode when we talked about amputee fetish or something.
Oh, no. Okay. Now, I know. I've heard of that fetish. Yeah. Yeah. Now, that's definitely a fetish. I don't get it. I don't think I want to get it.
What did we say at the time?
I don't know. I'm sure my opinion's been consistent.
We're going a little long in this segment. So
extra long. We got some more time. I don't get the fetish, but I do know it exists. I can't imagine, though, that looking good. The reason I say that is that with most amputees...
I think that's a real fetish, though.
Oh, no, it is.
There again, I respect a real one. That's the thing with me. I respect a real one. I don't respect the trendy stuff. Paradox by Prada. Is that Paradoxy? You see how that's spelled?
Yeah, I think it's just paradox, but they threw on the E at the end just to make it seem a little bit more distinguishable, because it's Prada, and Prada is known for making everything more expensive. What do we got here? The scent of an avant-garde Grand Classique with a Q in it. Oh, this smells sweet.
It kind of smells like laundry detergent, right?
Honestly?
Fabric softener.
Yeah, kind of like Snuggle, like the pink kind. I don't know, I kind of like this.
It's not got that female musk.
Female musk. That's kind of a Pandora's box explanation there, sir. But if a female musk consisted of these notes, I would smell it all day. Because this is delightful. Get this. The floral freshness of neroli and the magnetic sensuality of a woody amber accord intensified. It's the intensification. That's what I think what we're smelling. Intensified by a powerful trail of white musks. They travel in trails, the white musks. They're indigenous to trails, powerful trails.
The smoking fetish. I remember we stumbled upon that. We were looking for body painting. It's just like, wow, it doesn't take much to get people off. All you got to do is paint something and smoke. It just looked extra fake to me. Like, oh, God, I can't even tell if like the people in it are actually into it, you know?
Now they've got all this AI stuff where people create an AI, basically an AI OnlyFans model, and try to sell access to that particular AI bot, which OnlyFans is banned, and probably there's not that many workarounds because it's probably pretty good at detecting it, but there's some other platform. And guys pay for that? What is wrong with y'all?
Well, I mean, I guess, God, I don't know, man. It reminds me of those science fiction movies where there's always like this faction of people that are stuck in like the virtual reality world. Like they're wearing the headsets all the time, are always on their computers.
Yeah,
their eyes are bloodshot and their skin is pale.
Facebook pushes it to you too. It's not maybe porn, but they want you to have like an AI girlfriend. The other day I was on there, and this is maybe the second time I've seen this, where it's like, do you want to talk to an AI businessman? Maybe have an AI girlfriend? Maybe an AI pig, Mr. whoever the hell it was? Like, literally, this popped up.
You know, for that...
And the last time it did that was when they first dropped where you could ask AI a question.
Yeah.
It gave me that option. I hadn't seen it since.
Well, you know...
And then about a week ago...
It would have been useful if you were still talking to that girl that wanted a pet pig. Like, honey, we can't do the pet pig because that's stupid. You're not stupid. I'm just saying the idea is stupid. Okay, there's a difference. But how about an AI pig? Yeah, from Meta. An app you already use anyway. It probably wouldn't go over, but at least it would give them an option.
Cosmic by Kylie Jenner.
Cool, all right. I'm sure this smells better than Bruce Jenner. Cosmic. I wonder if it's supposed to smell like the Little Debbie cakes. Because that would be awesome.
You know how they put all that rosebud in really old ladies' perfume? It kind of smells like that, but they cut it with something. It's not as strong with the floral.
Yeah. I can't... This is interesting. I can't really... It doesn't smell like anything too identifiable to me. Okay, kind of like what you said, this is just like old lady's perfume. Or just lady's perfume.
Watered down a little bit.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
It smells like something you could get at Hollister, maybe. God, I'm not adding anything to this segment. Sorry. We'll have to cut all my parts.
No. It's just, I'm kind of surprised that, like, honestly, I think the name just markets this. It's just some run-of-the-mill, like, pig swill. And they're just like, you know what, we need a sponsor. One of the Jenners available... Kylie? Yeah, we'll go with that one. Yeah, we'll do that.
I did play a virtual reality where you wear the headset video game in Florida.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But that's playing a video game. But I'm talking about guys are paying to have access to something they beat off to, and it's an AI porn star or whatever, or someone that...
Well, my question is, someone what makes that acts it proprietary? Like, couldn't you just create it the same way they did?
Passive porn, okay? You're not interacting with that person, but it's still a little bit fake, the scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, secondarily, you're paying for access to an OnlyFans model, and you have some interaction.
Right.
Two things. One, it might be a dude that's actually talking to you.
Yeah.
Or whoever, because they have a team. Yeah. But even if it was them... It's still based off the money, so it's kind of a fake interaction, just like prostitution is.
Exactly.
Because that sex is just, they're doing it for the money.
It's a transaction. It's a business.
It's transactional.
It's like scratching an itch.
But this is an extra layer of fake.
Well, as long as you know about it, I mean, how far do you want to go with the illusion?
How fake can you get? Can you get faker than that?
Yeah, I mean, again, how far do you want to go? That's what it comes down to. Technology will fill the gap between... reality and fiction. So how far into fiction do you want to go? That's basically what technology is asking through its capability. And apparently there's a lot of willing participants from what you're telling me. I'm kind of surprised people are willing to pay. It doesn't surprise me that the dudes are willing to beat off to it, AI porn that is, but they're willing to pay for it? It's like, okay, that would imply that it's proprietary. What would make it proprietary And I would ask those guys who are paying, how much are you paying and why are you paying for this particular AI bot?
Well, it's because they have the trait that they like, or they've trained them to have it.
Well, that
by request,
I guess
it's right along the level though of a guy jacking off to his car because his car is so sexy.
Well, like, that's not right. Weird. I do that twice a day.
Well, if something smelled like peaches, I would say that smells like peaches, but we haven't hit that yet.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of waiting because I think one of these will trigger an X-Acto.
So far, the front runner for me is the Paradox by Prada, or Paradoxy, or whatever the fuck. By Prada. What is that one?
Versace Bright Crystal.
Ooh. Versace.
Oh my God. No.
Oh boy, hell no. I can tell you love this. This is Rob's favorite one, right quick. Wow, this smells like this smells like a fucking cougar at a bar.
No.
Seriously. So this is what they fucking wear. This smells like cheap red wine and desperation.
I don't like it, whatever it is.
This smells like a cougar at a bar. Versace, Bright Crystal, for cougars at bars.
That smells like a medicine cabinet.
Of a cougar at a bar, if she takes medicine.
Anyway, I just don't understand why guys don't... they need to learn to write code. That's what it comes down to. Write your own code? You don't have to pay for an AI shit. You can just make your own, okay? You want a chick with 3 boobs, 2 vaginas, and a camel hump? Go for it, dude. Sky's the limit. This is the Walt Disney of Pornhub here. Your imagination is the vehicle to your happiness. That could be a good title for this. I don't know if it
what, would... Walt Disney's World?
No, well, your imagination is a...
well, gate.
Blah, blah, blah. What, you know, what I said. I'm paraphrasing myself.
You know how we covered certain fetishes?
Yeah, I vaguely remember the fetishes.
Particularly farts in a jar.
Not ringing a bell, but I'll go with you on that one.
The body painting episode and stuff.
Body painting. I don't know. That sounds hot. Whatever it is.
Well, I went to the dentist today. Staunton Dental.
Yeah.
Got a crown. They scanned my tooth with 3D scanner.
Yeah.
CNC machine to make the tooth, to cut it out of a chunk of ceramic.
Quick question.
Same day crown. But that reminded me that they're dental fetishes. You know about those? Not just braces.
Not just braces.
But like being in the office and everything.
Do they have retainer? Retainer fetishes? Like, ooh, that's a good of your mouth.
No, I guarantee it's a sub fetish, but I'm guaranteeing they do.
Okay.
I'm not on the dental fetish forum.
Novocaine fetish? Like, ooh, I'm drooling on myself. Someone get some shit to soak it up and put in my mouth.
All that really gets certain people off.
Now, see, I always thought the whole braces thing added to the whole, like pigtails or, like, the schoolgirl outfit thing. Like, it was made to look young, you know, for whatever reason. I don't think it's necessarily about the dental work or the dental stuff fetish. This is kind of new to me here. Were they putting their clothes back on when you came to? Because I'm told that's standard procedure.
I actually didn't even get numbed up. I don't know if that helps or hurts the appeal. Yeah, I wasn't sedated.
It's like a form of S&M there. It's like, no, I want to feel this and pull really hard.
It might have been one of those things where I got there and they're like, son of a bitch, this guy ain't going to work. Let's get him out of here quick. Do the real dental work and get him gone. Worry about the next person.
You know what I used to hate? I always hated when they took x-rays. They had you to bite down on that shit
You didn't like
it. Put the lead vest on, which, like, okay, seriously, does it have to be this heavy? Put that giant nozzle, that cannon of X-ray right in your face. Then you had to do it.
Blast you with it.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yeah. It's just stupid. It's just like, come on, there's got to be a better way of doing this.
Then there's the jail.
Never had to do the jail. Tell me, is there a fetish where, like, at the end you get to choose which toothbrush you want or anything like that?
Probably. Sub-fetish. I bet there's a thread about it.
I just wonder how far this dental thing goes. You know, okay, well, here's your vampire teeth, your Crest toothbrush, and a little travel-sized toothpaste that you'll never use, probably lose them before you get home.
I'm not judging. I'm just wondering how it came to, like, be a thing.
The body painting thing, it had to come from that corner of society, wherever the hell that came from. It makes me think that people have been around so long that we've kind of gotten tired of doing it the biological way, and we just got to spice it up and find our own niche.
I've hit on that before, where I think people are just bored and they want to be trendy, so they're like, oh, I'm dominant. Are you really? You're just kind of trying to be trendy or trying to somehow get laid to someone who's playing the other role. But dental, I think that's a true fetish. I think there's a bunch of... Is that hammy?
I believe that. I got a ham text here. I can't speak freely right now, so probably not a good time. Are you under duress? This is what it's like to know hammy personally. Okay, he hasn't even read it yet. What were you saying?
I think dental fetish is real. I don't think it's just because they were bored.
I'm going to ignore it.
Since he's in Staunton, he could call 199.
Yeah.
And get help.
Oh, goodness. Nah, just around too many people, LOL. This is a thing. I'm going to LOL back to him, and then he's going to LOL the LOL because, I don't know, he does it so much, and I'm just mocking him, and he knows it. Have you ever met anyone with a dental fetish? I'm just too curious.
No, I've talked to someone with it, but I didn't pick their brain about it.
How did that come up? Like, that just doesn't sound like dinner conversation to me. I mean, if it was, that'd be an interesting dinner. If it's too personal, just say so. I don't want to pry.
No, I mean, it was off a dating app.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that they were unusually honest. I noticed, though, some of the people who are real, like, out there, they just gotten to a point where it's like, okay, I got to throw it out there because this is going to be a speed bump.
I don't think that person is looking for someone else that has that fetish. Although, maybe they are. I think they're more like, okay, this is a little bit silly, but this is how it's going to be. So I'm just letting you know. I think you're right.
Yeah. What else we got on the perfume docket? Which, by the way, we'd like to thank an affiliate for the show, Carrie, for providing us with all the feminine perfumes for that Rob and I get to sample and get to review for you fine, fine listeners.
Maud by Ariana Grande. And if you look on this other side, it says Maud Vanilla. So,
is that her on the cover there? It doesn't look like it.
Surely, no, it does not look like it.
Yeah. Boy, you're really getting in on the mod there. Dude, you're doing bumps off the mod.
I see what they're saying with the vanilla. Kind of.
I don't know, the alcohol or whatever, and it's too strong.
Exactly.
It's too overpowering there. You know what? I feel like this is kind of like Kylie Jenner's thing, where it's just like, I feel like they're using like a big name to market some generic scent. Yeah, this is nothing special. Maud,
3 out of 10,
does not get the nod from me. However, Prada with their Paradox, I like it a lot.
Notice that?
What?
Dentist hitting you up on dating apps.
No, not to my knowledge at least. listening, I know you have,
to past episodes of Rob and Todd.